This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. Thank you for joining us for hour number three. We do 3 hours of radio almost every day of the year, including holidays, and I enjoy it. I enjoy talking about stuff that affects your liberty, but you don't have to talk about what I like to talk about. You can talk about anything you like. That's the idea of open phones radio. You control the airwaves. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And what if I were to tell you that we've been talking a little bit about TSA incompetence. TSA is confiscating souvenir Coke bottles because they're shaped like thermal detonators from the Star Wars universe. They apparently can't tell their people that, hey, there's these souvenirs going around and you're on a flight out of Orlando. You may see a lot of them because Disney's giving them out. They're just choosing to confiscate them all. Well, in this case, we've got a man. This comes to us from Reason.com. A man has spent 82 days in jail. He lost two different jobs he had been working.
That'll happen when you go to jail.
It will.
Even if they really like you.
Yeah.
They really just, you know, you can't miss 82 days. It's usually not going to fly.
I said, you are probably wondering, listening to my voice on your radio, you're probably wondering what this guy was carrying that caused him to get arrested after a flight. He was carrying, can I get a drum roll, please? Honey. Honey, that things that, that delicious substance that bees make, and he was carrying honey. Government incompetence makes an innocent man spend months in jail and lose both of his jobs.
Now, I'm not a meth expert, but I have seen a television show.
Right. Everything I know about meth.
A fictional show.
I learned on Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I'm not a meth expert, but is there a version of meth that resembles honey?
Comes in. It is.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, I thought it was like a crystal rock kind of
product. Well, that's what you're thinking of. The meth I buy for my own personal consumption always comes in a little bear. That's the kind of meth I buy. I buy my meth in a little cartoony-shaped bottle that looks like a little bear.
Now, I know that actually they have cannabis-infused honey. So you can actually buy, and I presume in some states it's legal to do this, to purchase a cannabis honey bear, basically. One of those honey bears that actually has THC-infused honey inside of it.
Well, that wasn't the case here. Leon Houghton, a legal green card holder from Jamaica, who has been living in Maryland for almost 10 years, arrived at Baltimore Washington International Airport on December 29th following his yearly pilgrimage back home. U.S. Customs and Border Protection detained him. For what? He wasn't sure.
Maybe he put the honey in the thermal detonator.
Maybe. Oh, for what? He wasn't sure. Maryland Transportation Authority police then arrested him, telling him that the bottles in his bag labeled, quote-unquote, honey,
oh my God,
doing finger quotes, had tested positive for methamphetamine. A police dog sniffed.
Are the field tests that bad? I mean, they're that miserable.
Oh, the field tests are awful. I've seen a lot of stories about their inaccuracy.
Yeah.
Wow.
A police dog sniffed Houghton's bag, raising suspicion that he had drugs. Probably also that he's Jamaican, flying from Jamaica, I'm just guessing.
And well, he was flying out of Baltimore.
He was flying into, let me see.
He'd already lived in Maryland for 10 years.
I think he was returning to the U.S. from a pilgrimage.
Oh, yeah, it says he was going. Yeah, he was back in Jamaica. I apologize. Yeah.
A police dog sniffed Houghton's bag, raising suspicions that he had drugs because the dog told them. The last time dogs told anyone anything, I think that was in the Son of Sam murders.
Oh, okay.
And a field trip at the airport yielded positive results for meth. He spent the next 82 days in jail.
Wow.
Except the bottles really were full of honey. Maryland State Police lab test results confirmed that on January 17th. Now, keep in mind, he was arrested December 29th.
Yeah.
On January 17th, they confirmed that the test results confirmed that it was honey. Evidently, they hand a little bit of the substance to a bear, and if he likes it, that tells them it's honey. And prosecutors dropped three drug counts, felony drug counts, 6 days later. 6 days after January 17th, so now we're talking January 23rd. Yet he stayed in jail.
What?
The state was still pursuing a misdemeanor possession charge, the lab results notwithstanding, because Maryland's lab is not fully equipped to test liquids.
What?
This is insane. They kept a misdemeanor drug charge on him.
Because they said, could.
Yeah. We can't prove that it's meth, but the dog told us. So we're holding you and still keeping you in jail because we still have this misdemeanor against you.
I want to question my witness.
No kidding. Because Maryland's lab is not fully equipped to test liquids. On January 24th, Houghton and his lawyer sought his immediate release on bail.
Unbelievable. They won't even give him bail. They won't.
It was denied.
He hasn't actually harmed anybody. There's no real evidence that there's any drugs here whatsoever. But they're still denying him the opportunity to just pay bail. Bail isn't the same thing as getting off scot-free. It's bail.
Citing the canine hit and positive field test results, prosecutors maintained the lesser charge, again, possession, while law enforcement sent the bottles to a Homeland Security lab in Georgia for more testing. Meanwhile, this guy is sitting in jail.
Yep. It's crazy.
They never had any evidence. Repeat, the police never had any evidence that there was methamphetamine. Normally, Houghton wouldn't be released. Would have been released on his own recognizance, since the charge levied against him had been whittled down to one misdemeanor. But the original felony counts triggered an active Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) detainer. So, if the state released him, the feds could arrest him and deport him. Houghton's legal saga took place in the midst of winter's lengthy government shutdown, meaning that no one could get in touch with the agency to have the detainer lifted. Now, I don't like this aspect of the story because they're sort of blaming it on the shutdown. The best thing that happens in a shutdown is the government can't do as much harm. That's a good thing. But in this,
well, it's all it says is that the feds could arrest and deport him.
Right.
So that may be the excuse the state used to continue his detention, but they didn't have to. They could have just let him go and or let him go on bail, which of course is still stupid because they already had the test results showing that it was honey from their own lab. But then they said, no, that's not good enough. We need to send this to the federal government testing lab so we can double make sure that it's actually honey. And while we do this, we're not going to grant you bail. You need to sit in a prison cell until the results come back to, you know, another month or month and a half later.
We have no evidence that this is anything but honey, but you are going to sit in a jail cell.
Wasn't there another guy that got popped for having, like sugar from donuts on his front seat in his car or his pants?
There are
there was a
cases.
Guy who got popped for cotton candy that they mistook for the blue meth for Breaking Bad, I suppose.
A couple in were traveling through Pennsylvania, got popped for soap. Soap was on their car floor. And
I'll bet these pigs who do this don't even have the decency to kill themselves.
Yeah, they're still out there.
If you're listening and you've done this to somebody, go hang yourself.
The idea that you would lock somebody up, someone who is innocent in the quote-unquote land of the free. Do you believe this country is free when you lock up a man for honey? This is insanity, and it's run-of-the-mill, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20. I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. If you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Do you wish you made more money or the same money on less hours? Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life? Do you wish you could go wherever you wanted, whenever you wanted? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. 833. Before we begin, I do want to tell you about My Magic Love.
My magic love.
Wow. I am just Lyme disease brain.
Tell us about your magic love.
Well, I don't want to tell you too much, but it is black tooth powder. It is black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Both of these things, you can eat them. It's safe. Clinically proven to whiten teeth, and it's available in most health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. You can save 20% off if you go to MyMagicMud.com. Just put in coupon code FTL20. My girlfriend is trying this stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
She's trying the powder.
Oh, the real stuff.
The real stuff. MyMagicMud.
I use their toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah. And we have that, too. But she's doing it in the shower.
Okay.
Which they recommend. And
she's a smoker, right?
She is a smoker.
So hopefully it'll make a difference for her.
It should. See, I just quit smoking, so I don't need anything. I'm going to try it, too.
Well, no, the idea is it'll supposedly whiten your teeth.
Whiten everything.
Mark swears by the stuff. Yeah. He says it did a great job for him.
So she's giving it a shot first, and then I'm going to give it a shot. We're taking pictures of our teeth first so we can see what the results are. But it's pretty impressive on other people. We have been talking about Leon Houghton, who was a Jamaican guy. This is not a story about illegal immigration. This is a story about legal immigration. He is a legal green card holder from Jamaica. He's been living in Maryland for almost 10 years. He arrived at Washington, D.C. International, or BWI Airport on December 29th, following a yearly pilgrimage back home. He was stopped by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. They detained him. They never told him what for. Then Maryland Transportation Authority police arrested him because he had bottles in his bag that were labeled honey, but they tested positive for methamphetamine. They were honey. A police dog sniffed the bag. The dog said he thought there were drugs. A field test at the airport said, yep, that's methamphetamine. But they ended up sending it to another lab because, you know, of course, Maryland can't test liquids.
They did test them, but apparently not to the prosecution's satisfaction.
Yeah, Maryland's lab is...
All this time, the guy's sitting in jail.
Sitting in jail. This is now...
No bail. Denying him bail. Even after the initial test results came back showing it was honey, attorney said, okay, well, can you let my guy out, or can you at least let him out on bail? And they said no.
No. We're still citing the canine hit, which found...
Are notoriously unreliable.
And identified nothing. Nothing. The canine was wrong. The positive field test was wrong. There is no proof that this guy is in jail, so what does, or guilty of anything. So then they send the labs to a Homeland Security lab in Georgia for even more testing. And during this whole thing, he's sitting in jail, but when he gets arrested and detained, that triggers ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Why? He had a green card.
He had a green card, but there were outstanding felony counts alleged against him, and that's all ICE needs.
So the idea is if you have a green card, you got to be a good boy.
Yes.
If you end up getting a felony charge, then there's got to be an ICE investigation that comes against you, even though the felonies were dropped within about a month and a half.
Yeah, don't say fast. Quote, the ICE detainer
for
is
government,
really,
that's fast.
Is really prohibitive, unquote, said Laura M. Robinson.
Yeah, I've been facing charges for a year for being a felon in possession of a garden tool, which is perfectly legal under New Hampshire law.
Right.
Yep, they're taking you to trial.
Yep. Quote, the ICE detainer is really prohibitive.
And hold on, before you go on, that's because there's no penalty for them doing the things that they do. Mm-hmm. They arrest
people. People would shoot them. It would be, I mean, good God.
It would make them think.
What do they have to do before people start shooting them?
It's
I don't think that violence is the solution, but I understand.
It may not be the solution, but it would be entertaining to watch.
I understand the frustration that can lead to people thinking that that might be a solution. But what we've seen, at least, is that people will put up with a lot of crap from governments. I mean, the Chinese goons that were arresting those families just for trying to go to an embassy, there was a crowd of people that gathered and watched it happen.
Sure.
Just like there are here, where the police abuse somebody, there's 20 or 30 people standing around. They'll stand around and watch. The better ones of them will pull a camera out and record it, but most people are so deathly afraid of what the government goons will do to them that they won't step foot out and take a risk.
And people will
read
this story.
All they needed when Garner was being strangled, all they needed was somebody to come up and kick that top cop in the face. And the problem would have been, at least for the moment, solved. And I'm sorry, when somebody's being murdered, the right answer is violence. The right answer is to respond with force and make it stop happening.
And in the Eric Garner case, he was selling loose cigarettes, loosies, on the street in New York City. And a officer grabbed him, forced him to the ground, put him in sort of a chokehold, basically deprived him of oxygen until he passed out and he died for selling loose cigarettes. Now, I'm not one who's going to sit here and say, hey, if you get arrested, go after the cop. But you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. If someone is getting murdered, at what point do people say enough is enough?
The reason we have a Second Amendment is so we can shoot pigs. That's what it's for.
So that we can
defend ourselves from a corrupt, incompetent, and malevolent government, which is exactly what we've got.
And you've got lots of people around. You know, the Second Amendment, and even when you talk about tyrannical government, it's not like we have tyrannical government. Anti-gun people will say on one side, meanwhile, saying that Trump is literally Hitler.
Yeah.
They will speak out of both sides of their mouth. They will defend. Mm-hmm. There's no reason anybody needs a gun against a tyrannical government, but our president, he's literally Hitler.
And he's putting people in concentration camps. So at what point do they fight back?
When it
affects them. Well, of course, if you've given up your guns, then you have acknowledged that you will never be able to fight back.
Right.
That you will die before you do the right thing.
And that's the point. People are fine until something personally happens to them. Now, in this case, quote, the ICE detainer is really prohibitive, unquote, said Laura M. Robinson, a U.S. District Court judge for Anne Arundel County during Houghton's third bail review hearing on February 5th, according to the Washington Post. Quote, I'm kind of up against the ICE detainer. Here you have a judge who was trying to come up with a way to get this guy out on bail, but she couldn't because the feds said nah. What do you think? 855-453. This is
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our highest priority is the safety and security of the people. in the path of the hurricane.
As Dorian churns toward Florida, President Trump says he will be staying in Washington, D.C. throughout the storm, and he is sending Vice President Mike Pence to Poland, a trip he was supposed to be on this Labor Day weekend.
I will be rescheduling my trip to Poland in the near future.
The president making his remarks about the storm in the Rose Garden at a ceremony about space.
Very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
To the Comey report now, the Inspector General Michael Horowitz finds the former FBI Director James Comey broke rules and set a dangerous precedent. But despite the damaging findings in the report, the Justice Department not prosecuting Comey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Would you like to be on the radio? Would you like to control the airwaves? Call us up. Change the subject. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. You can talk about anything you like. The we I refer to is myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking about this poor guy in Maryland who got caught with honey, because evidently honey is a felony in the eyes of the government. It was really honey, just the dog thought it was crystal meth. And as a result, this guy stayed in jail for 82 days, lost both his jobs. And not one lab, other than the, you know, sort of instant check they do with that highly inaccurate test, told anybody it was meth. And the dog said it was drugs, and it wasn't. But this guy has been stuck in jail 82 days. Of course, not all of that was by the locals in Maryland. It wasn't just the Maryland Transportation Authority police. Once they charged him with a felony, then that makes its way to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Even though he's a legal immigrant, they said that because of that, and we can't let him out, even though he's only being charged with one misdemeanor, which doesn't even make any sense. It's insanity, and that's what you can come to expect from your federal government. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Doug in New York. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening. I've got the digital recordings on how they rigged the Trump election. They're trying to keep that code up.
Who rigged the Trump election?
Yeah.
Well, in the first week of July, Trump said a friend of his helicopter pilot out to see me at a Dunkin' Donuts, West Milford, New Jersey. I recorded us talk about how much it was going to cost him. He says on TV it's going to be $8 million. And then he's saying, I can't wait.
What's going to cost him $8 million?
How they rigged the Trump election. Eric was going to talk to some people.
Who?
Eric Trump.
How did he do it for $8 million? That seems like a real deal.
Well, it is. I mean, it's got to do with one of the Epstein girls has a blog. She came out with, says there's instances when I struggle. It depends how strong you are to resist. High school girl is a target for marketing by the two older females in town. She calls the producers, needs to beeline it out of town.
I have no idea what he's saying right now. Does anybody else follow this?
Wait.
You were on Trump, and then you went to Epstein. What's the connection there?
Well, that's what it's got to do with. You have Prosecutor Valdez arrest New Jersey Woodland Park officer Stephen Vigorito, 2012, newyork.cbslocal.com. The girl's being held captive, and forced marriage with these guys. It's like the Stephen Vigorito after what
he does. But that doesn't answer the question.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Could you try and give us like a broad overview and instead of getting down in the details?
Well, they said they're going to hire Trump to keep all this covered up.
Who said that?
I recorded a guy named Bill Sattel. He says, I'm warning you now, Trump's going to be next president in South Carolina. And he says, when you get to New Jersey, we're going to put you in jail. I recorded a couple judges asking for $10,000. I brought those tapes to a Nazarene church in South Carolina. And he approached me. I recorded him.
That's where I would
turn. There's enough on those tapes. He's going to flee to Brazil or false arrest me and put me in jail. It's not the Daniel Sattel.
Weren't you already you've been told not to promote your website when you've called
it's
before.
It's not mine.
You've ignored
it's Danielle's.
That.
It's her blog. She's telling me what happened to her with Epstein.
Okay.
What's happening?
Isn't your last name Sattel?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
In the Chicago backdrop, he says there's enough on those tapes. He's going to flee to Brazil. Or false arrest me in order of...
This man's a lunatic. I'd just like to let everybody know what he's talking about.
And now, every 6 months, he's going to make an excuse to keep me here so nobody can hear the tapes of him and I at Dunkin' Donuts.
That is fascinating. Please call back later.
Please don't.
And
don't ever call again.
Please call back when Ian's
in this chair.
When
he says there's 43 files, he went through my Subaru at Classic Towing in Patterson. He wants to know where those tapes are.
I need to interrupt you for just a moment.
Go ahead.
Thank you for your call. it was really a fascinating sort of consciousness dump. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't fascinating. Otherwise,
it's
I would have kept
crazy
talking
person.
To him. It was a crazy guy.
I like crazy people because they're fun and they're interesting and they're crazy. But that one's just not fun. He can't even like come close to answering a question without just rambling onto some unrelated subject.
Not that
I mean, I like details, but
on more.
Give me the broad strokes. Okay, this, and then you can fill in like who was involved in what year and what was the make and model of the freaking car, you know?
So you wouldn't read his book. I'm going to encourage that man to write this, write it down, put it in a book, New York Times
bestseller. He's been calling this show for years. Purporting to be from calling from a crazy ward and or calling from a jail. It's usually one or the other. He's usually claiming to be in one or the other of those places. He frequently tries to plug his YouTube channel where he claims he has posted some of this audio evidence in 2 to 4 hour long audio recordings. So good luck finding it. Whatever it was.
Eric, I think we need you, Ian, to listen to some of these. Listen to at least two.
I've gone to the channel, and I've just, out of curiosity.
not going to go there.
Yeah, it's unlistenable. Unlike, you know, Crazy Dave from New York who calls in from time to time, at least you can...
He's kind of entertaining.
You know, he's entertaining and he's repetitive, but at least you can kind of get the gist of what he's trying to say relatively quickly, unlike this other guy.
Doug. I have no words.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting that in his whatever spiel he was giving us there tonight, he actually, the last name of one of the people he mentioned also carried his last name, Satel. He mentioned Bill Satel or something like that as one of the characters in his little fantasy. Well, that's also his last name. And then the last person he talked about was also named Satel. It's very strange. Individual.
It is nuts. We've been talking about this case in Baltimore. Houghton would not go home until March 21st.
This is the man who was set in jail for almost 3 months for honey.
For honey. He would not go home until March 21st when the new lab results came in and the state finally dropped the remaining charge.
Do you think they said they were sorry?
I doubt it. The case highlights a heap of inane government incompetence. Why would an immigrant detainer remain in place for a misdemeanor drug offense even after the government shutdown ended January 25th? That was their excuse. The government shut down. We can't correct this. Well, he's in there 2 months after that. It's nuts.
I mean, the answer is, I would say, just because of, like they said, government incompetence. Governments are slow. They don't get things done quickly. They're not in a hurry to help you get out of jail. You're going to need to have your attorney file paperwork in order to speed that process along.
You have to remember that each and every one of these pigs has murdered, has ruined 1,000 lives before he met you, and he will ruin 1,000 lives after. You know, we're just collateral damage. We're nobody. We don't matter.
And in this case, you know, no one was killed, to be clear. Nobody was killed.
Thank God this man wasn't choked to death over his honey.
This guy...
He only lost 90 days of his life.
He lost both his job, one as a cleaner and the other as a construction worker, over honey, not methamphetamine, not anything illegal. Man did nothing illegal. He lost two jobs. He's got his kids at home saying, when are you coming home? It's nuts. And people should be sick of this stuff.
You know, since you brought up Eric Garner, I do have an update. Apparently, the officer who choked him to death 5 years later did finally get fired. I've got some of the news about that.
We're going to talk about
that. Out of a cannon, I hope.
855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosis and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. There's still time. It's our final segment, but you can still get on and talk about what you want. That's 855-450-3733. In studio is Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we had been talking about, it was kind of a TSA night. We had been talking about TSA.
It was more like the first hour.
It was, and then we got into the TSA yet again, sort of, well, no. Air travel and the problem with immigration policy and the problem with keeping people in jail for 82 days for no reason whatsoever other than a dog said that there were drugs, when that's in reality it was just
yeah, but
money.
He could have had drugs. Shouldn't we keep everyone in jail preemptively until we figure out for sure whether or not they actually had drugs?
Sure, that way drugs won't win. Drugs won't win the drug war, except drugs have won the drug war. All you're doing is spending about $1 billion a year.
Is it a war if the other side doesn't fight back?
That's a good point. Drugs don't fight back. They do.
It's genocide.
It's just people who want to change people's behavior and have an excuse to run up $1 billion. There's a lot of money to be made in the war against drugs.
Well, you don't need to be a drug dealer to be killed by the police. You can just sell loose cigarettes in the streets of New York, and that's what happened to Eric Garner back in, it's already been 5 years, since 2014, where here's the update from thedailybeast.com. I mean, longtime listeners certainly will remember this story. It was outrageous when it happened, and some people have been continuing to pay attention to the New York City Police Department on this particular case. I remember when we were in New York, Mark and I were there for a radio conference. We were in God, I forget which part of town it was, but we were kind of driving. We always go the direction that you can get into Manhattan without paying any tolls, so it's a bit of a circuitous route, but
right.
It's actually, you can avoid the tolls, which is great. But we were in some section of New York, and there was actually graffiti, which said, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
On the side of a building somewhere. Mm-hmm. So 5 years later, the police officer who killed Eric Garner by using an illegal chokehold has been fired. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill announced his decision earlier this year, this was in April, to fire NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo after it was found that he violated policy by restraining Garner with a prohibited chokehold in 2014. O'Neill said, quote, none of us can take back our decisions, especially when they lead to the death of another human being. It is clear that Daniel Pantaleo can no longer effectively serve as a New York City police officer. Now, whether this will prohibit him from serving as another police officer in another department is a completely separate question. A lot of times when cops get fired, they're not blackballed,
right.
So they can just then go apply at the police department next door or across the state or in another state, and they can get another job. In this case, they're going to fight this, is what it says later in the article. During a 30-minute press conference, O'Neill painstakingly walked through the case, saying Pantaleo began his arrest with a legal maneuver and should have stopped. Instead, Pantaleo used a banned chokehold as he brought Garner to the ground and continued to choke him as he gasped for air.
He murdered him.
That's right.
A bad chokehold that led to him murdering Eric Garner.
O'Neill repeatedly said Garner should not have resisted arrest in the first place, but that officers should have waited for backup. Quote, a man with a family lost his life, and that's an irreversible tragedy. And a hardworking police officer with a family, a man who took his job to do good.
A murdering scumbag.
To make a difference in his home community, has now lost his chosen career. And that is a different kind of tragedy.
No, he should be going to prison.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, the tragedy was it wasn't life in prison.
If you choke a cop to death, though, you will definitely go to prison.
Yeah, and you will never be released.
If you survive what they do to you to take you to prison, that is.
Right. Yeah.
O'Neill, who served as a NYPD officer and then commander for 34 years, becoming commissioner, choked up as he described watching the gruesome arrest video that informed his decision. He said to himself, quote, every time I watched the video, I said to myself dozens of times, don't do it, don't do it. I said that about the decisions made by both Officer Pantaleo and Mr. Garner, he said. The police commissioner said he might have made similar mistakes. It's just a mistake, he says.
Whoops.
In Pantaleo's situation.
Killed a guy.
He said, if I were still a cop, I would be mad at me, he said of his decision. And the police union that represents Pantaleo said Monday, a New York police official with direct knowledge later confirmed to the Daily Beast that it had been in discussions as late as Friday to allow Pantaleo to resign and keep his full pension. The discussions broke down, however, before O'Neill decided to terminate Pantaleo, leaving him with only his portion of his pension contribution.
But don't they have a right to murder innocents with impunity and no fear of losing your job?
And
why should you have to be afraid of losing your job every time you murder somebody in the street?
Well, no. He lost his pension.
Yeah.
So they were trying to keep his pension, but unfortunately for him, and fortunately for, I guess, everybody else, he didn't get it. Pantaleo's lawyer, however, says he plans to appeal the termination with the goal of getting the officer's job back. Meanwhile, the police union slammed the commissioner, Lynch, president of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association, because they're so benevolent, said the commissioner chose, quote, politics and his own self-interest over the officer's he claims to lead.
I'm sorry. No. He was just as... He's sitting here apologizing for the officer. He is making excuses for why it happened.
Not good enough for the police union. They say this commissioner is scum for not standing by his man. He broke the thin
blue
line.
The NYPD police union, let me tell you, you guys are scum. And you do more damage to the people of New York City than criminals ever could.
You guys, I believe there are photos. I'm looking for it online. I can't find ones with actual police officers wearing T-shirts in support of the officer that said, I can't breathe.
No, it said, I can breathe.
It says, I can breathe. There, you got a picture right there.
Yeah.
Oh, and these say on the right.
Yeah. I can breathe. Well, yeah, you can breathe. You're the murdering cop, not the person being murdered.
You've got a gun on your side and a bunch of men who have more guns on your side that have what they call a brotherhood known as the Thin Blue Line, and that's why they're mad at this police commissioner. He broke the Thin Blue Line.
Yeah, I have no pity on this officer. He should have got... serious time. He should never.
No time.
He should never see the light of day.
He's walking free, just without a job.
Okay. Yeah. And
amazingly, trying to get it back.
Yeah, and trying to get back on the streets so he can do what? Choke out somebody else. Yeah.
Pantaleo had been placed on desk duty following Garner's death, but had not faced official sanction until this year. A Staten Island grand jury in 2014 declined to indict Pantaleo. The Justice Department also declined to charge Pantaleo with violating Garner's civil rights. So you can take someone's life, but their rights weren't violated, according to the federal government in this case.
We didn't violate any specific rights. We just took away his life.
Mm-hmm. By taking away his ability to breathe.
Yeah. That's right.
The city waited until the Justice Department investigation ended to render a decision on Pantaleo, a delay that O'Neill says he regrets. The bureaucrats said, quote, "What have we learned from this case? What I learned is we wouldn't let this linger for 5 years. It's too long. It's unfair to the family. It's unfair to everybody involved in this case."
Unfair to what family?
He wasn't clear which family he's talking
about.
This guy did get 5 years of extra pay after murdering somebody.
And he sat at a desk the whole time.
Yeah.
Doing who knows what.
Not having to worry about anybody shooting.
What I learned from this case is that the cops will kill you over a loose cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
The cops will kill you, and this is what people should take away from every encounter with police, is the cops will kill you if you don't just go along with whatever ridiculous crap they're demanding.
Yeah, and if you're violating a law that says every pack of cigarettes must be sold with an official tax stamp from the state of New York, and you sell one loose, somebody says you got a cigarette, you give them one, say, hey, how about a buck for that? And they give you a buck, you are committing a crime that is known to encounter the death penalty. They took it upon themselves to try this guy for selling a loose cigarette and render the death penalty. Congratulations. It's just obscene. And it's not that this is rare. There have been so many cases, and you've got such a militarized police ideal all across the country, it should disgust you. But that is all the time we have for you this evening. Please stay tuned tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. Wherever you're at, we'll be here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.